Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411 fan spotlight, Mindy.
I thought you said that. Like, come on down.
I don't know. I kind of feel bad that we haven't been doing as many fan spotlights as, like, we originally tried to do one a month. And then that just didn't get logistically.
No, I don't think they need to be as spaced out as they have been, but I like spacing them out some because.
It was 7 months.
Yeah, that was too long.
Yeah.
But I like spacing them out some because then we're on a different storyline for everyone to discuss.
Yeah. And this gave us like a little bit of a break too with having like a month and a half of just fan spotlights, which was very, very nice. But so Mindy wrote in all about the Cassadine Spencer YouTube playlist that she's been watching. And we just had some really great, I don't know about you, like I love because it was kind of around the same time that we started watching.
Yes.
So it was like revisiting
right
our origin. Also,
I like that she pointed out, well, you'll hear it. She points out how Nicholas at 20 was smarter than Nicholas at 40, because I think that we say something along those lines every time we talk about him.
Occasionally. But yeah, so enjoy our chat with Mindy and we'll talk to you afterwards. Hey guys, Shannon here. Real quick intro. Before we get into our chat with Mindy, she actually wrote in after our conversation and said, thanks again so much for having me on to chat about GH. In my nervous stupor, I completely forgot to mention my name and where I'm from on the podcast. Currently live in Atlanta, but born and raised in Ohio. And that was also on us. We forgot to say to introduce yourself. We kind of just jumped into it and apologies. And so we hope that you enjoy our conversation. She's only signed it with her last name initials. So we're just going to leave it with Mindy S.
Hi. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you for writing in. I'm Shannon.
I'm Amanda.
Nice to meet you guys.
You too. Yeah, and I'm glad that you were able to jump on last minute. It was kind of, we had a shift, so this worked out real well.
Great, yeah. I'm glad I finally plucked up the courage to fill out this fan spotlight and beyond, so thanks.
Awesome. Well, so just tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll just get into, I love everything that you wrote.
Yeah, so I've been watching GH since the kind of mid-90s, early mid-90s. It was something that my mom and her sister, she watched it with her mom, back probably in the late 60s, early 70s, when they were kids. They watched GH and Dark Shadows. Those were the two that I always heard about growing up. And then I guess just that my mom continued to watch, and I somehow, you know, I was there obviously to pick up on it. But yeah, the 90s were my absolute just favorite part of General Hospital. I would come home after school. This is when GH was still on at 3 p.m. So I'd come home, get off the bus at like 2:15, 2:20, walk home and get ready to watch GH for the day. And, you know, no DVR back then. So
no,
had to watch it at 3 o'clock. So, I really never watched anything else as far as, you know, One Life to Live or anything like that. I would catch like the last 5 minutes or so. I think it was One Life to Live that was on before GH then, but I never really got into anything else but GH. Just absolutely loved everything about it. So
that's pretty much exactly like me. The only thing I knew about One Life to Live was what I got in the last 5 minutes, and that was it.
Yeah. So when like all the characters from One Life to Live came over to GH, I was like, what is happening here? Like, what? Like, I knew Todd, you know, just as it was Todd, and I kind of knew about McBain, and, but I was like, what's happening here? And then when everything kind of, I did take some breaks here and there. When I went off to college, I just couldn't quite, you know, keep up with it like I wanted to, because again, still no DVR back then, and classes and things, there's, you know, no way of really staying up to date on it. But anytime I would go home for like any type of break, I would get back to watching it. But yeah, when the One Life to Live characters then turned over to like new, the like Silas, was it Silas, and or was, yes, that
he came all back that first as Silas, and then that's when they brought in his Port Charles character of Stephen, and that's when, okay, they killed Stephen, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's like they kind of did away with like all of Michael Easton's other characters at the same, okay, time.
Yeah, I don't think, and that was probably early 2000s ish, maybe mid 2000s.
Port Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't watch it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because I was real confused when all that happened. And I would like pop in and be like, who are these characters?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a shame. I wish they were able to keep the One Life to Live characters, because those were good storylines. Yeah, so I just recently, it was actually, I was listening to your 411 about the Asian Quarter and the Felicia Aztec Princess. There we go. That whole thing. And I was like, oh yeah, those were good times. Like, it was a little bit before I started watching, so it was great to like hear all that stuff. And I was like, you know, I should find like something to watch from the 90s, because, you know, that was great. So went on to YouTube, and there's this 141 part playlist. I don't know if you probably have run into it doing your 411s. The Cassadine Spencer saga is amazing.
If I have not watched that one, but there's a channel called The House of Cassadine that,
okay,
I reference a lot. Like, that's where I go to whenever it winds up. Mm-hmm. I think that's who had the Ice Princess, was The House of Cassadine. So no, tell us about the Cassadine.
Yeah. So that's Cassadine Spencer saga. It is, I didn't know what I was getting into. I thought, I was like, oh, it will be like 5 minute clips here and there, you know, or whatever. They're like an hour long. And I was like, what is this gem that I have stumbled upon? This is great. So it starts all the way back when Lulu is going through her illness, and she needs a bone, either blood transfusion or bone marrow transplant, can't remember which. And we find out that Laura has a son who's, yes, a Cassadine. And it was so good getting introduced to that character. And I absolutely love Jonathan Jackson as Lucky. Mm. He was so amazing, such a young age too, like, mm-hmm, just so great. And their whole spat and everything. And I have not gotten through the whole playlist yet. I'm still working on it. I just got up to where Catherine fell off the parapet for the first time.
The first time.
Yes, the first time. I had no idea that, I completely forgot, I guess, that she falls off the parapet and isn't dead. Mm-hmm. And of course, Helena, you know, is keeping her alive. And I was like, oh, whoa, I didn't remember that. Like, I miss that sort of stuff, like right now, that the whole like, ooh, the twists and turn kind of things that would happen all the time.
But I feel like that would probably be a good playlist, because it happened last year. When did we do Dante? Last year or the year before? Because we finally found like the good playlist that had, it was seamless. And it was, because if you go back like at the further ones, you know that there's things that are being cut out. You get somewhere and you're like, how did we even get here? You know, mm-hmm, things like that. But I think it's definitely like the 90s on, if some people put together these playlists, they're seamless. And I kept texting her. I was like, I'm not done yet, because I'm literally watching every single second of Dante. I can't stop, yeah, you know, and it was good. It was good.
Yeah. Oh my God. And it gets you down rabbit holes too. Cause it's like they did this, the person who did this, the username was Goku 5, GOKU 5.
Okay.
They did a great job just kind of, like you said, kind of making everything seamless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just get wrapped in and I'm like, oh my God, I just watched 3 hours of of old 90s General Hospital. Like, what is going on? Like, it was so good back then too. And just the nostalgia of it. And kind of cool to see little things that are starting to trickle into the storylines right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys done your recording for your rehab?
Sure. Okay. We just finished up. Yep.
Okay. So no spoilers for the week. Good. Yeah. The whole, Catherine Cody Bell thing.
Yeah. I thought for sure he was going to be Catherine's.
I thought so too. Cause Bell, you know, last name that was kind of throwing me. Cause I was like, I started to do a little research. And this again is a little bit before I started watching. So the whole Catherine, Dominique, Scotty mm-hmm. thing was a little bit before me. So I did do some digging and was like, oh, he might not be a Belle. He could be Dominique's son.
Yes.
And then I went a little bit further and I was thinking, all right, well, I feel like it would be a little bit, kind of boring if he was Theobald Taub's son.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's Mac's son. And maybe that's why Mac and Felicia have been kind of talking about, you know, having sons and daughters and things like that. And maybe that's why they're kind of bringing that into the storyline. We can somehow make Cody Mac's son. So
I like that.
I do, but I'm not sure because I feel bad. That's another, I mean, so Mac raised Felicia's kids. So, I mean, he got to experience the girls as children, but he didn't get to raise his own son during the
right.
same
time. I know. Yeah, I know. It's another like, for Mac.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know why Cody's so mad at Scotty though. Other than I get that, you know, the inheritance thing. Mm-hmm. A little mad about that. But yeah, when he punched Scotty, I was like, okay, all right, this is where this is going. He's Scotty's kid. And then I was like, oh no, he's not. Okay. So who's gonna be?
See, I thought that would have been interesting because I like what you said about what if they did like the Nell Willow thing and split them up at
yeah.
first.
But, yeah, I went off on a little bit of a tangent about how he could be like Serena's twin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that didn't quite pan out, but.
So so you're going to be on like this Thursday and then the following Thursday, we're going to talk about Dominique.
Okay.
And then we haven't really decided if it's going to be then Serena and then Leopold,
mm-hmm.
but there's a reason why it wouldn't work out if for switching, like for separating at birth. That I watched this week,
okay.
but I don't want to give it away. So
okay.
if someone else goes to YouTube and winds up watching it,
okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
okay. But I'm not going to be.
All right.
Do you guys think they're going to bring Serena back? They've been talking about her a little bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, why bring in Cody and not that storyline if not to hopefully bring back
right
some of these legacy characters?
Mm-hmm. I hope that they do because they never really did anything with her. You know,
right.
like we had her as a kid for a tiny bit.
Right.
But not really
yeah.
very much. But what could she do?
But the possibilities are endless because we don't have a backstory. It's just the little
she's
bit that's
saving
Scott,
all the whales.
Yes. The little bit that
right.
Scott's talked about through her life and now of her saving the whales, but they could really make her anything.
Mm-hmm.
True.
That is true. I liked our idea of having her run the international brand of deception.
That would
have been
too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That would tie in. Yeah. The other, I don't think I put it, didn't quite get it in my, the form I filled out, but, Cody, do you think Cody is really interested in Britt? Because there's a little backstory to them too.
I don't feel like he would have made her that passport if he wasn't
that was genuinely yeah kind of that was cute
yeah
that was cute and
I don't
thoughtful.
Think he was interested in her at first.
Oh really?
Like I think that there's an underlying motive for why he wants to be with her, but then he was pleasantly surprised that he actually likes her as they're starting to date.
Yeah, I wasn't
well,
sure
not gonna have
like,
a second date.
Right. So way back when not way back, he hasn't been on for too long, but when he was talking to Dante, and then Dante was like, oh yeah, Britt's father's Faison. He was like, oh really? So Dominique got her fortune from the cartel, the that Faison was a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking that maybe that's why he's interested in Britt. He's targeting her in a way. I don't know if he actually genuinely has feelings for her, but he's, I don't know. Trying
so he's like
to
more following the money, not necessarily her.
Right. Because, I mean, he's clearly upset about Serena taking that money to save the whales. But,
yeah,
it's interesting. Interesting. I'm really happy that they're finally, that some stuff has finally come out in that storyline. And it's not, it was a little, for me at least, a little rough at first.
Mm-hmm.
Watching him and Britt, and I was like, I don't really see a whole lot of chemistry or connection here. What is happening? And then this whole, Catherine Dominique thing came out, and much more interesting now. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, I love when they reference the older storylines, and then it makes us mm-hmm. go back and like, what are you talking about? You know, like how they brought Miss Wu back or introduced her because she was not even actually part of the Asian Quarter, but. You're like, wait, what are you talking about? That this was a, you know, this family was a thing, you know, and then it makes us go back and revisit. And then, I don't know, I feel like you kind of fall in love with the show, like on a little bit of a different level.
Right.
You know, because.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We get mad at the writers, you know.
Yes.
We get upset with them for forgetting. But then for them to go way, way off and pull in Dominique out of nowhere.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right. And I mean, like 15,000 plus episodes, like you're bound to, you know, slip up here and there and, you know, continuity.
Stop
and
using bone marrow as the thing to connect everyone. That
this one, is true.
That
this
one we true. Could do without again for a while.
But it's going to happen with Willow. I mean, she's unfortunately, she's going to have leukemia. She, you know, Carly knows. That Nina's her mom and she's going to need a bone marrow transplant. And that's how we're probably going to find out.
I'm tired of it already.
I am too. Especially like going into these 90s storylines. You're like, oh my gosh, that was so good. That was so good. Like Nicholas getting shot in front of Luke's.
Yes.
Was like, I mean, I know it happened, but like watching it again, I like, audibly gasped when it happened. I was like, oh my gosh, oh yeah, that's right, that happened. And then Jason comes in and performs a tracheotomy and
because then it was, oh my gosh, is he remembering that he's Jason Quartermain and not just Jason Morgan, because Jason Quartermain was in med school.
It's such good storylines back then.
As I was reading it, you're talking about how Carly comes in and blows up Bobby and Tony's life, you know.
Oh my gosh,
Nicholas.
Yeah.
Fakes her own death. Sunny leaves Brenda at the altar. Mac, Taggart, and Garcia running the PCPD. And I'm just like, yes, all of this was, it was so
top
good.
Top notch stuff, yeah.
They should bring Brenda back to blow up him and Nina.
Well, that would be great.
I mean, I would be happy if anyone blows up him and Nina. I think the whole world missed that. But Brenda would be good to come back and blow it up.
Yeah, Sunny back then was so, I don't even have words. Like, he was so good back then, watching everything he was in. Now I'm kind of just like, yeah, it's Sunny, but it's like,
Right.
Yeah, that little part of Mike that he brought back with him. Well, it's not a bad thing. You know, he's probably a genuinely better person for it. Yes. It's just, you know, not as exciting, you know,
like when
seeing the mob boss run around.
Who did he just punch? Smoltz. Like, that was 90s Sunny. Was that Smoltz? Or no. Felty.
Yeah.
When he was like, I'm like, that was Sunny.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah, I agree. Him and Nina. And I love Nina. I at first I didn't when she came out of her coma. And was very annoying. I was like, yeah, I could do without you, but she grew on me. And Michelle Stafford, she was great. And her connection with Jax, that was really, sorry we didn't get to see more of that.
They looked at each other I still remember it. It was, she was looking at him on the nurse's ball red carpet and kind of went, like, who is that? He's gorgeous, you know? And it's like, and that's okay. Cause I mean, certain actors don't necessarily have the chemistry that we want them to. And that's fine. But, like, I say it all the time. Like, they're not using Cynthia Watrous and what I've seen her do in other things. Like, she could be so much more than just whiny and.
Yeah, like her with anyone else, like her and Ava, I mean, it's a weird relationship because of the whole baby snatching thing, but, you know, like, but the way, I love how their interactions, you know, I love her with pretty much anyone but Sunny.
Yeah.
Really. And I can't really do her and Carly fighting anymore.
It's the same thing. You know, it's not like it's something new. It's
just her whining in a different way. It's so annoying.
And Carly did some bad stuff when she came to town. I mean, she took over Bobby's life and just, you know, booted her out of the way and took her man. And, kind of poor Tony kind of drove him into that madness almost.
Yeah.
That was really... He was such a great character. That was
such a shame that they killed him.
Yeah, it was. One of the episodes I watched recently was like they had a little snip of the nurse's ball. I think it was like the 5th annual nurse's ball. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so young. And he got up on stage and went off on a tangent. And I was like, whoa, like he really went off the deep end at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole Carly tried to say that Michael was his at first, and I was like, nope, he's not. He's Jason's, and kidnapped Michael. And
yeah, I feel like if we ever did Carly, because we've talked about it, like there's no way that we could do a 411 about Carly like anytime soon, because we'd want to go back and watch everything, all of it.
We would have to
do like that storyline, this storyline. Like she would have to be storyline.
Right.
Yeah, that would definitely be a big undertaking for sure.
I have to put
lots of lots of past. And I mean, and she's so hard on Nina too. And it's like, yeah, you were not a gem, you know, like no one's perfect, but
she
I get
was
it.
Never whiny like that. Carly always stood up for what she wanted, even when she was being wrong.
Carly is whiny.
But the difference is that
Nina is now, like, they're the same age. They're peers.
Right.
So it's more like when Carly was whiny, she was a 20-something-year-old that was whiny, and that's, you're expected to be a whiny 20-something-year-old. You shouldn't still be whiny in your 50s.
True. She's just so stubborn. So stubborn.
Are they like, in their 50s yet, or did I just age them?
No, they should be in their
50s. Okay.
But no, I feel like Carly whined to manipulate people. She was still aware of why she was whining. And the same thing with her arguing. And Nina's just like whiny, like a child about everything.
Yeah. Because I'm just thinking like everything we just watched with Carly and Deception, she was whiny, 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 whiny.
Right. But to get her way because she knew what she wanted. Nina's just like, I want to have my cake and eat it too. But I don't really even know what that all entails. And you're like, make a decision.
So her and Sunny finally agreed to what they're. Were they not together before?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was just going to ask you, because I said that on tomorrow's recap. I'm like, when were they not together?
Right. I was like, what have we been doing for the last like 7 months? Like I thought you were together, but all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So do you think that Joss is going to go after Dex?
Yeah, it's looking like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think she's poor Cam though. I mean, he's so sweet. I really, I think it was your recaps last week. He better, or your maybe your 411, your spotlight, your fan spotlight. Where your guys were talking about Esme and Cam getting together.
Yeah, that's why.
I hope that doesn't happen. I really hope that doesn't happen. He's too sweet. I love Esme. I love the hater.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. And I'll get to her falling off the parapet in a sec. But she's like Nell. Well, I love Nell too. Every time she came on screen, I was like, oh, there she is. Like, she was so great to watch. And I don't know. I think Cam is just too nice and too too wholesome to be with someone like that. I could see her being with someone a little bit more diabolical like she is. That would be great to watch. Because there have been, I feel like GH is kind of missing that too, like a bad couple, so to speak, like, and a couple that like stirs things up.
I feel like Ava and Nicholas were supposed to be, but everyone, I don't know. I love them. So like even whenever they're doing the bad things, I was like, you guys go.
Oh my gosh, that was stupid, Nicholas. Nicholas at 20 years old, way smarter than Nicholas at 40. Like, I don't know what happened, but way more mature to like, he was just, I mean, he was practically running, the Cassadines at 20, and now it's like he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off, like sleeping with Esme, and like, what? He can't, come on, Ava's your wife. Why on earth would you do that?
Yeah, especially where like he truly, truly, truly loves Ava, and he just fought so hard for her.
Right. And they both had that conversation. He's like, I really love Ava. And she's like, I really love Spence. Let's sleep together. Like, why would you go
After
ahead
half a
and do that?
bourbon,
Right.
it's not even like
And
the
like, and like, so, and Ava was still living there. It's not like they were, oh, well, I thought we were breaking up. Well, the divorce papers weren't signed yet. I mean,
And that was only
just.
supposed to be for show. Like they had had a whole discussion about it.
I was so hoping. I was like, Nicholas, please be playing Esme. Please be playing her somehow. Like, and then it happened, and I was like, ugh.
Well, he even said like a couple weeks beforehand, I'm on to her.
Right. Like,
W
I was
when
like,
did he
okay,
stop
good.
being on to her?
The second her clothes started coming off, he's
Oh, God.
on her
I
in a
guess.
different way then.
Oh. Oh my.
Just, I mean, I don't do like though how he's like kind of jumped in and like is trying to protect Ava now, but it's kind of like little too late kind of thing. I know he still loves her, but like as she said, going to burn him to the ground. So,
I'm excited for that.
yeah, I love Ava. I think she's great.
See, now she came on kind of, I don't want to say like Esme-ish, but like when she first came on, I loved to hate her. Like the whole time, I'm like, I can't stand every single thing that you are doing, but I can't stop watching you. Like Mara West is amazing.
Very
Because
much
the
so.
first time we saw
She
her is
and
when she was trying to kill, who was she trying to shoot? She was a sniper.
I
Sean.
don't
Wasn't she trying to kill Sean?
that I
And
don't know.
I think she was trying to kill Sean and then shot Olivia by accident. Am I smushing two storylines together?
That kind of rings a bell. I feel like that was possibly in a period that I wasn't watching, because I remember coming back at some point and it was like, oh, it could be Sunny's baby. It could be Morgan's baby. And I was like, what? What happened there? It's like, oh my gosh.
We
I mean,
need to
sometimes,
stop doing that.
yes.
Like, we need more families. We need more people. Like,
Stop recycling. It's like, it's bad. But yeah, it's amazing how sometimes you can go like weeks, months, storyline hasn't changed. Or like a week and it's like, what has happened? Like some things move at a glacier pace and other things it's like, okay, we're moving on here.
I had taken a couple years break and I distinctly remember the first time that I started watching again was when Tony was dying and he's crying, saying goodbye to Lucas. And he's like, I'm so proud of you, and then they talk about the fact that Lucas had just come out. I'm like, one, Lucas isn't a kid anymore. Two, Tony is dying. I'm like, what the heck did I
What?
miss here? Like, Lucas is only supposed to be six right now. Like, what happened? And I mean, I know that they age people, but
Age and recast. I was so upset when Lucky was in the fire and he came back, not Jonathan Jackson. I was like, I knew it was happening. I knew he wasn't coming back, but I was like, I saw the new, I can't even remember his name. He was pretty good Lucky. And I was like, no, nope, I turned the TV off and I walked away. I remember I being so upset. was like,
I think Jacob Young was the second one, right?
Yeah.
Because
that was
then
Jacob Young. Yep.
Greg Vaughn was really, really good. But I feel like none of us really gave Jacob Young a chance because we're all like, you're not Jonathan Jackson. I'm
right.
sorry.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then by the time Greg Vaughn came on, we're like, all right, we're going to accept this. But but then he went back to being Jonathan Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. And I hope they have some big plans for the 60th anniversary, because killing Luke Spencer off screen is such a disservice to that character. Again, watching this old 90s playlist, he was just a master at everything he did. Like, the dialogue just felt like he was having a normal conversation. Like, it wasn't scripted. He was just so good. So good. And to kill a character like that off screen, there's no way. So I am hoping and praying that, I don't know why they're going to drag it out for a year, but they are going to figure out that Luke is alive around the 60th anniversary, he will be back. That is hopefully what will happen. And it's encouraging that they're starting to talk about Lulu a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, Spencers that are on screen, not a whole lot. Laura's technically not a Spencer anymore, but, you know, Lulu is off in a coma. What happened to Valerie Spencer?
Don't know.
Hated the whole thing with her and Dante, but still, I mean, she was a Spencer and, you know, became a detective and then vanished.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really, really hoping, and then maybe bring back Lucky and Ethan and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's
maybe find out what maybe Luke is with Holly because we saw Holly briefly in 2020. I mean, to be fair, that was pre-COVID, so we have to be okay with all of that, but that would be something for her to come back with Luke. Maybe she'll save Luke.
Ooh.
And then Lucky and Ethan will be like, here, we'll give you guys a ride. Charles, you know, and.
I mean, I wouldn't mind Helena coming back either. I know she's supposed to be dead, but how many times has, you know, someone been dead and come back, obviously. And she knew that Nicholas was poisoning her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a possibility that she's not really gone. And there was the video that
they never finished watching.
I was so mad that they didn't finish watching it. I was like, well, wait a minute. What if, I mean, you know, Helena talks some riddles and whatnot, but like, what if there was something in that video that could actually like be of use?
Mm-hmm.
I hope someone still has that video, and maybe she said something more about the Ice Princess, which ties everything back, you know, to the Luke storyline.
Right. It made sense that they didn't want to watch it at the memorial in case she was saying nasty things, but really you just like set it aside and no one bothered to watch it again.
Right.
Right.
Like Robert wasn't curious and was like, all right, I need to at least figure out what happened to my friend. Why did Helena leave this? Who delivered it?
There was a crash or something. I just reread about it. There was like a bang or something, and they went out to look, and there was a flash drive there. I think that's how it went.
I thought when they came back in, it was already like loaded.
Yes. So who did that?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Because
Victor wasn't back yet. Could it have been Victor?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's keeping her on ice.
Oh, geez. How many people are going to thaw out?
Oh, that was Stavros, not Victor. Never mind. But still, the family that just...
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, that would... another Spencer Cassadine saga for the 60th. That'd
be nice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be...
Bring back more Quartermains.
Wonderful. Yes. Yeah. That was another thing that when I went on a little hiatus, they killed Emily. And I came back. I was like, how do you kill Emily Quartermain?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
After everything that girl had been through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, at that point, I think it was, Was Edward gone by then? Edward and
No, Edward, Lila was 2000. We actually just talked about this because
Lila was
Carly keeps
2003.
mentioning about how Drew is just like Edward and like, or just like Lila and all that. And I'm like, he never met them. Like, she needs to stop this because
True. He
Lila
doesn't,
died
yeah.
in 2004 and then Edward was 2014. I think it was like a while later. Hold on.
Oh,
I
wow.
thought you said 12 or 14. I can't remember.
It was 12 because then Drew came in 14.
Okay.
So like he never
Okay.
met them, but it was because both actors passed away. So it's not like that. I
Right.
understand in that, like they need to let the characters go then, but like killing Alan
Right.
and then never doing anything for Stuart Damon's passing. Just gonna remain bitter about this forever.
I'm completely with you. Completely with you on that. Yeah, that's.
They could have worked it out, especially when Carly and Jason were getting married and Monica could have talked to him, you know, and been like, I remember, you know, your dad and I went through so much stuff, you know, and we ended up happy. You know, you and Carly have been through so much stuff and now you're going to be happy, you know,
Sure.
something like that. Little bit different. I mean, I don't think he's ever tried to kill her. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Was. When did you listen to our 12-part Alan Quartermain?
I got through most of it.
It was
That was a long one. It was a
lot.
long one. But I did. I got through. They backed up a little bit, and I think I probably skipped over a few. But yeah, it was. Again, such a great character, and yeah, to not honor him. And then they did that the thing for was it Sean? No. Yeah, it was Sean. Who I don't know because I didn't watch then, so I don't know how big of a part he had in that time frame, but I think Stuart Damon was on longer.
Oh, yeah. He was on 30 years. Yeah, Stuart Damon was on 30 years. Sean Donnelly was, oh, John Reilly was on for 10.
Okay, yeah.
I
And
mean, yeah, significantly. Right. Sean was a
significantly less
big
amount on that.
character. But obviously he couldn't have covered anywhere close to what Alan covered in that time frame. So
And they need to bring back Audrey before she goes. I'm sorry, I'm standing by that one.
yes, yeah. I don't really like what they're doing with Elizabeth and creating this made up storyline. Like, well, not, I mean, I know all storylines are made up, but like
We know what you mean.
it didn't, at least as far as we know to this point, this wasn't part of the past, and they're making it, you know, they're retconning it
I
into.
do like that though, that they're not changing anything. It's just we literally knew nothing about her relationship with her parents other than, but still, how has she made it 25 years
And I feel like
without ever mentioning?
when she first came on and her and Sarah were like arguing, I feel like she would have said then, well, you know, Dad and I have been through a lot or something like that. Not just like, yeah, I'm staying here. Let me smoke my cigarette and leave me alone.
Yeah. And do we have any inkling of like what happened between them? We have no idea yet. Okay.
Nope.
I wasn't sure if I
No.
missed something
I think the last
somewhere.
thing was Finn finding her in the stairwell and she heard Daddy, Daddy, like you mentioned, about how they are
Oh,
totally
they're gonna use that word
someone,
as much as they can
some
now.
writer, is listening. I am convinced with you as well.
Okay, so that, and then it was, I wrote it down. Dex said it to Michael. He said, when they were in the car, he was like, "Your daddy." Like,
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, oh no. And then Martin said it to Spencer. And I was like, all right, that's it. They're doing it on purpose. They're doing it on purpose.
I was convinced when Terry and Liz were talking about Chet being Terry's lover. And I'm like, they're listening because that's what we said with Monica and
Yeah.
everything. But yeah, no, it's gross. Really.
It is. And I feel like if they're not listening, then there's like some sort of like something in the writer's room, some sort of behind, you know, inside joke between them where they're like, all right, how many times can we slip this in to dialogue every week?
Yeah. How many different ways can you use the phrase daddy?
Daddy, yeah. At least Esme's not saying it to Ryan. Oh, no, that's the worst.
It is, because she's always on her knees whenever she says it too, and it's like, can you please stand up and stop?
So do you guys think Ryan is really her birth father, right?
After, so when we spoke with Teresa last week, she was thinking that he stole her. And I was like, I kind of like that better than him being her birth father. But I think that we're supposed to think that Ryan is her birth father.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely has a little screw loose like he does. So has that, you know, that vindictive quality to her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I can see that. Does Ryan know about Maggie?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. She's never brought it up to him.
No.
Cause you guys, I can't remember. I think it might have been your 411 last week where you guys were talking. Amanda, I think you said that maybe Maggie could be her birth mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking maybe, or maybe an aunt or something. Like,
yeah.
Because she doesn't want Esme around Ryan, right?
Right.
So she has never mentioned
her as far as we know.
But he said he didn't know her name, her real name. So
that, I don't know if I believe that. Like, no,
I don't
Ryan
know if I believe that either, but
yeah.
And it's not like he said, she told me her name was Sue, and then I found out later that wasn't her real name. He was just like, I didn't even know her name. And it's like, a lot of these things aren't adding up here.
You know? Right. Yeah. Lots of gaps in those stories. So yeah, I don't think she's dead, because it's very easy to live the first time you fall off the parapet.
Right. Absolutely.
Because Catherine lived, and
Ava
lived. Brad was pushed off.
Yes.
And lived.
Yes.
And Julian.
Yes.
So it is possible the first
time. More
people time.
Survive falling off the parapet than relationships with Michael.
That's true.
Yes, that is dangerous. More dangerous to be around Michael.
Oh my. I forgot
it's also
about Brad and Julian.
Yeah. It's also kind of funny too that like it's a different parapet, because the parapet that Catherine first fell off was, she fell off and down into the garden. Everyone else after that has fallen off into the water and rocks.
Right.
So it's made it a little bit harder, I guess, to find a body if they do fall off a little bit more. Mystery when they go over. Are they alive? Are they not? Good odds, though.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
So she lost a shoe, but she could still be out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I think Cam's going to find her, or she's going to find Cam.
Do you think she's going to have the amnesia? Cool.
No, but I think he's going to have to hide her, and then that's how they're going to soften her up some, like Ava. She's going to...
Ava softened up because her daughter died, not because she fell off the parapet.
Ava softened up a little bit before that when she had Avery and had to start doing custody and whatever.
Yeah.
So Esme really wants real love. Cam is going to be genuine with his feelings, and that's what's going to make her be a nicer person.
Ooh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
And then no one's going to want to let her be redeemed because she was so awful.
It's going to be an interesting fight with her. And as long as Carly and Liz do not get involved.
Right. Stay out.
Because.
Well, it's Carly. There's no keeping her out of anything.
Didn't they just make their peace recently? Where
they did.
And Liz did not let her back down. She was like, yeah, you were horrible to me. She's like, but I was not always perfect to you either.
Right.
So, but then they were both like, but our kids like each other. So we did good.
I don't think Carly will be able to be mad, because Joss is already going to have moved on to Dex.
To Dex.
So.
Mm-hmm. You think Joss will cheat on Cam with Dex?
I hope
because
not.
She's
That's
all,
not nice.
She's mad about the fact that Cameron works two jobs, God forbid, and takes care of his family.
Right.
I do have time just so be hanging funny out.
That everyone else has a job and Jocelyn is like, why are you available doing? Right now? That I hope she doesn't cheat on him, because I really do like her. She is Carly's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I really do love the scenes between her and Laura Wright. They're great.
Yeah,
those have been my favorite Carly scenes recently, because I think her and Jocelyn are just have a great relationship. So I hope she doesn't
I hope she
go
doesn't
down
cheat.
That path.
But I think they're going to put her with him to show her that life's not black or white, like we talked about last week, that there's a gray area, because she's going to be like, I really like him, but he does this crappy stuff for Sunny, but then he's also working for Michael.
But then how is she going to have any right to say anything bad about Sunny?
She's
Because she
not,
always
but
lays into him about the line of work, and
right.
meanwhile, you're going to go be attracted to his right-hand man.
They're a little hypocritical
Yeah,
because,
that would be
you
the same
know.
thing as Sam being with Jason and then all of a sudden being like, no, we have kids. You can't live this dangerous life. Well, how do you want him to flip overnight?
Yeah.
Well, I love how like Jocelyn is like, oh my God, you beat up this guy. Who is it? Felty. You beat up this guy, and then hears about the juror thing, and she's like, well, that's okay. It's like, no, you can't. If you're gonna be mad at Sonny, be mad at him all around. You can't, you can't just pick and choose why you're mad at Sonny.
Well, how do you think Michael's gonna react if Dex gets with his little sister? He's
Yeah,
gonna
I don't know.
lose it.
He won't like anyone with her though, except for
No,
Cam, because they're like little.
but he's going to lose it.
Yeah, he is a bit of a hothead sometimes.
Yeah.
Very possible. I
He'll
don't
wind
know.
up becoming more like Sonny, and then he's gonna be like, oh shoot, this is what I just got spent a year getting mad at my dad about.
Right, or do you think, I mean, do you think they're gonna do a kind of a Dante thing where Dante, sorry, Dante and Lulu thing, where she, Jocelyn doesn't know about Dex for a while, doesn't know that she's, or that he's, you know, infiltrating Sonny's on behalf of Michael, and like that whole
Yeah,
thing,
that
because
can happen.
I think that kind of put a little rift between Lulu and Dante when she found out who he really was, because I mean, he was lying to everyone. So,
To be fair, oh, we didn't talk about that when he was telling Cody this week. He's like, yeah, I didn't know Sonny was my dad until he shot me.
right,
Right, but he like
you
then
can't.
followed it with, oh yeah, I was pretending to be for working for another
Right.
mob, blah blah blah.
But
Yeah,
that's what I was going
right.
to say. I'm like, but he, to be fair, like Dante knew that he was an undercover cop, but he didn't know who he was. You
Right.
know, he didn't know that, whereas Dex knows who he is, even though we don't. But
Right. True.
it's a really good thought, though.
Interesting.
Because Dante being undercover, though, made more sense because he was trying to protect the law and everything, whereas Dex is trying to break it on two ends.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I'm going to be a mobster, but then also help this corporate guy take down the mobster.
Yeah, and I still don't know what is in it for Michael. I mean, other than just destroying his father, which I guess that's what he's trying to do. So,
Probably just pure revenge.
yeah, I think they're trying to show that he's like both of his dads. And I feel like I'd rather, story-wise, I would rather him follow Sonny than just turn into an alcoholic like AJ.
That's true. If they
True.
keep killing his lovers, though, I mean, then he might turn into
Yes.
AJ.
AJ was a good businessman, though, when he was allowed to be.
Right.
Yes.
But his storyline, like we've talked about it before, it's one thing when they try to educate us on something, but sometimes they just keep going back to that same storyline. Like Sasha and the drugs. Like, how many times do we have to keep revisiting this before we're going to let her move on? I don't need to see Michael get drunk for the next 10 years to understand alcohol is bad.
Interesting. Trying to fit Dex in somewhere, too, because, like, he's gonna have to, maybe he'll bring in a new family. He'll be like, oh, this is my mobster uncle. Who could his mobster uncle be? And he'll be like, that's why I was so drawn to help you, because I can't stand that side of the family. They cause nothing but problems. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we know his last name?
Heller. Because I think he just announced it this week.
Yeah, I don't
So that's a new
recognize
one.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that does not sound familiar at
Maybe
all.
he's connected
So,
with all that stuff that's going on in Pawtucket.
oh, maybe.
Isn't the Miss Wu part of that somehow?
I don't know. They just keep
Didn't
alluding to a woman said, but they never said Miss Wu.
they? I thought they did. I thought, oh my gosh, what am I thinking of then? Yeah, I thought that she sent that guy to talk to him on the Haunted Star, was it? Why were they at the on the Haunted Star?
I didn't think they said Miss Wu for that.
I
I
thought
thought they
that
just said the woman. I think that same day we saw her talking
she
to Curtis.
She is connected to Oz Haggerty, the bartender, because she owned the place that Joss and Trina went to. Did that information come out at the same time that Austin was talking to that guy in the Haunted Star? If that was the same week, that might have. But was
I'm
she
gonna
the
have
woman?
to I'm gonna have to do some research, because I swear I was like, oh, it's Miss Wu. That makes a little bit more sense. Or maybe it was when he was in the woods and then it dropped for like 3 weeks and we were like, oh, Boston's just still in the woods somewhere. We didn't quite know what was happening. And I thought that when he finally came back, that Miss Wu was involved somehow, but I could be making it up. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure she's the sheep, but I don't know how they're connected at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Dex is Faith's son?
Oh my gosh, you just want Faith to have a son so bad.
And he's coming back to avenge, and then
That.
he is secretly going to take down both Michael and Sonny.
Okay. I'll let you have that. If it could work out that way, it would be a good storyline, but you're a little desperate for Faith to have a son.
I'm sure Michael is paying him a good, chunk of money, but yeah, that would be interesting if there is some other ulterior motive, like something personal against Sonny
He's gonna
going
make
into the
all kind of
storyline.
bank. He's getting paid by Sonny, he's getting paid by Michael, and then he's getting
Paying
paid
money,
by the
right?
company that actually put him in place to work for both of them.
He should talk to Carly's financial planner.
Yeah, he's doing better than Carly right now.
Yeah. I love when there's so many different ways that things can go.
Yeah, I've just been kind of trying to be along for the ride recently, because I feel like the last few months or so it was really not great. Things were really, kind of boring. That's when I started, watching old clips on YouTube. I was like, yeah, this is more the speed that I want, but the stuff that it's a slow burn, but the stuff that they're trying to like work back in, like Felicia working with Sam, which is in connection to Sam's trying to figure out who Maggie is. So Felicia is going to be brought into that. And then we're going to find out probably who Esme's mom is, if
I wonder
it's
if
Felicia
Felicia
or
knows
someone
Maggie.
else.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
So
or
if
maybe.
she starts working with Sam, and she'll be like, because it was Anna and Holly had the same nanny, and that was Cesar's mom, because they didn't know each other as girls. But then could Felicia, as she's helping Sam figure out all this stuff with Maggie, maybe they get a picture of her, and she'll be like, that's not Maggie, that's
Okay.
blah blah blah.
Sure.
And she was, oh, who was that nurse? Who was the nurse? Oh no, that's too old. And Ryan killed her. The one that, but like a groupie or whatever, because, but maybe Ryan had groupies. I know, but
Well,
still.
it's definitely possible. I mean, someone had to like him enough to have Esme, right?
Right.
So.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah. Huh. I still think they should have figured out, because didn't we have some way that Ryan and Harmony, I forget how
From
that
one of the
was, from one of the
cults.
cults. Because I could see Ryan being a cult leader. Maybe instead of
For
making
sure.
Willow and Nell sisters, they'll figure out a way to make Willow and Esme sisters.
Just not twins.
Just not twins. No. I mean, there's
Okay.
definitely a.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter where
Oh,
someone was
really?
like, yeah, they did like a like side by side comparison. And they were like, make Esme Willow's sister or something like that. And I was like,
That would be
interesting.
good. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because Nell was adopted by, okay, because what they said was Esme was raised by rich parents. Harmony was part of like the baby selling, but somehow kept Willow. But Nell got sold to Frank Benson, who was not wealthy. So I don't know.
I don't understand that either.
How that all happened. I don't know where I was going with that.
It still doesn't make sense that he had Nell to begin with. He didn't have money. He didn't really seem to like kids, so why is he trying to adopt them? And
On his own.
right.
Yeah. He didn't even like Carly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
I never understood that.
Yeah, that is strange. And didn't they talk about, like, I forget who it was talking about, maybe it was Phyllis, when they were doing the handoff for Nell, that it was like a black sedan or something, mm-hmm. that, like, that probably wasn't Frank, right? So who...
Right.
Who... How did Frank get Nell?
Right. Unless there was, like, an in-between? Because it sounded like it was, like, at a truck stop or something, right? Like, they were on the highway, they pulled over, here's the baby.
Right.
Maybe the black sedan belonged to the local distributor and not... the local distributor. Okay. Sorry, we should not be talking about baby selling like that, but I mean, there's not really a...
Right, yeah.
Huh. This is the fun part, though, is the theorizing.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I was going to ask you guys about something. I forget what it was. I have notes that I'm reading to. Oh, what was it? Gosh, I can't remember now. Oh, it was about this week. That's why I don't have a note on it. What did you think about Friday's cliffhanger?
Good. We have different opinions here, God.
About Jordan and Portia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have different opinions about that?
About how it's going to go down. Go ahead.
Oh, I just... Well, no. At first, I thought Jordan was actually going to... Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought Jordan was actually going to wake him up. Like, I thought she was going to figure out a way to get, like, the injection or whatever and do it. Sure. I loved that she stopped the elevator. You know, that she watched Portia and was just like, all right, I need to help that mom out.
Yeah.
But I think that Curtis is going to try to take all the blame. And that's how we're going to find out that Jordan and Curtis are still married, because then she'll be able to invoke her spousal privilege about not knowing anything.
So wait, do we think that Jordan knows that she's still married to Curtis?
No, no. But I think that's how they're going to find out, that somehow they're going to find out
it's gonna come
they're
out.
Still married. Okay. And they'll be like, hey, by the way, did you ever get the finalized divorce papers? No, did you? Hey, we're still married. Now I can protect you.
I bet he'll say that he wants to marry Portia so that he can protect her.
And then they can,
it's going to pop up.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I kind of thought they were going to try to do like a whodunit kind of thing, because they were making it kind of seem like, okay, Curtis could go do this. Jordan could go do this. Portia could go do this. TJ could go do this.
Right.
I don't think that Trina would have gone and done it, but she knew something was like up.
Right.
For sure. And I thought they were going to try to make it kind of like a whodunit kind of thing, which we haven't, I don't think we've had that in a while.
Mm-mm. That would have been good.
That would have
probably been since Ryan came back and killed some people.
Yeah, but that was even barely, because but that was, I mean, we had Franco, so it was just an automatic,
right.
Here, we'll just blame it on the person that we know has been a serial killer.
Right. Yeah, so it wasn't really, we as an audience kind of knew, I think, too.
Yeah.
That it, yeah, so it wasn't really a true, like, I can't remember the last, like.
Text message killer.
And that was, I don't think I was watching during then, because Georgie died, right? That
yeah.
was another one. I was like, my God, they killed Georgie? Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. I loved her and Dylan. I loved her and Dylan so much.
So cute. You want to share about your cliffhanger?
Oh, I was just saying, I think that he's going to come out of the coma long enough to say, oh, I sold the phone to, and then flatline. And you're just going to be lost with, he didn't. You know, he can't tell us anything and now he's dead. So what's going to happen?
Yeah, I was thinking too, like, all right, you're going to rush him out of this coma that he clearly needs to be in. What's the possibility that he even knows what happened? Like, that he remembers Esme did this.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it's going to end up being pointless that he came out of the coma.
Yeah, because did Trina remember, or did Joss and Cam have to tell her what happened right before she blacked out?
Ooh, I don't think she, no, she didn't remember, because they had to remind her that they're right, that they were playing the game.
I
Well,
think so.
right,
And
yeah.
that
So Oz is not going to
she got
remember that
upset.
Esme was even there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they had to remind her that she even said anything about feeling like the third
Yes,
wheel
that's
or whatever.
right. That's right. So yeah, so there's a real good chance that Oz might not even
he's not even gonna
remember.
know. And if and then hopefully he doesn't die, because then Portia's gonna go to jail. And I don't want them to do the, oh well, she was like, all right, I'll go to jail, I don't care. But, like Jason did for Michael.
Right.
And that
right.
still didn't turn out well.
She can hang out with Spencer in jail and figure out he's not all that bad for Trina.
There we go. And then she'll come out and be like, you know what? I am okay with you dating him.
He's not so bad. So you think that Trina and Spencer will end up together, or is Trina gonna stay with Rory?
I'm torn because I like both of them. I mean, Spencer's look, like, while she was on the stand and everything, Nicholas Chavez is just an amazing young actor.
Yeah.
You know, it's, he looked like such a young smitten, but.
True. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably be okay either way.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I wouldn't mind either way. I think Rory is, he's so cute. He's just, you know, and finally we have another, someone else in the police department,
right?
Because that's been, it's like I said, Valerie Spencer just, you know, up and vanished, no idea where she went. So it's nice to have a little bit more police presence back in the PCPD. I saw a someone tweeted the PCPD would have trouble finding Esme if she lived in the station. I was like,
that
is so true, because all we have are a police commissioner, a detective, Rory, and a, what is Mac now, the detective, not trainer, chief of detectives. That's it.
And
then we've got Chase running around trying to be a pop star.
Right?
Why? Why? Just give him his badge back.
And is Rory going to get in trouble if anything happens to Oz because he abandoned his post?
I know. I hated that. He was so good not letting Portia in. And then he was like, oh, someone's stuck in the elevator. Let me go. I'm like, what are you going to do, bud?
If we had a fire
stuck
department,
in the elevator,
we wouldn't have to rely on the police to handle it.
Very true. There's a fire station.
Yes.
Who knows who's working it?
Yep.
Yeah. I miss the old hospital scenes where, like, actually looked like a hospital with, like, people walking all around, EMS coming in with patients, and, like, it was, you know, legit.
Yeah.
Especially Night Shift. I kind of started watching a few of those, and it obviously very much centered around the hospital, which.
Yeah.
Wish they could bring something like that back. A little offshoot of GH.
We've said a few times, it's like they were ahead of their time when they did Port Charles and Night Shift, because now that would take off. So
yeah,
with all the different streaming and everything, you know, it's, it would, maybe they'll bring back Night Shift, but that was supposed to be revolving around Robin and Patrick and Kimberly McCullough retired.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll revolve around Emma.
Oh, that would be cute.
Oh my god, I would love that. old Spencer and Emma were adorable. And I as much as I love Nicholas Chavez, he's doing a good job, but I'm really mad that they aged him up. Because now it's like, well, if you do actually bring Emma back, she's gonna be younger than all of them.
Yeah,
not by a whole lot. But she's 16 and they're 18, 20, somewhere in there. And it just doesn't fit. And it's a shame because.
But Robin was younger than Karen and Brenda.
But she was always younger than them. She wasn't their peer.
I know, but she like hung out with them and stuff. So maybe Emma can be smart and be like a senior this year instead of a junior and hang out with them, or get into college early and hang out with them.
Or if they just wait until she's an adult and out of high school, no one even
then it wouldn't
check anymore.
True.
It would just be weird if she came back and was still in high school. Because, I mean, they rewrote everything with
Joss
Joss
instead of
being Emma. you know, saying that Cam and Spencer thought of it. And we're like, it was not that long ago. We remember 10 years ago. We might struggle with 2030, but we remember when, you know, the Phantom of the Nurses Ball happened over Emma.
Yep.
Like, we remember that.
That was good. That was...
No, because it sounds like you started around the same time that we kind of did too, like the more serious. So we're kind of like right on the same, the things that you remember being first is like the same exact things that.
Yeah, I think like the earliest thing I remember was when BJ was in the car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And that storyline with Maxie getting her heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the kind of like the first one that I really, really remember was like, wow. I don't know if you guys, I think you listened to Bradford and, Steve's podcast. They had, Brad Mull on, and he was talking about the scene, where, you know, he's saying bye to BJ, and it was like a rehearsal scene, and he did it in one take, and they went with that.
Oh,
and that,
wow.
Yeah. And that was, I was like, wow, that is the powerful stuff, you know, that I miss that and, Stone passing away.
See, and I had started right after, cause I would watch like during the summer, but then I think it was the summer after he passed, the year after he passed, because when we revisited the Stone storyline for the 25th anniversary was the first time I had watched it the whole way through. And I was like, oh my God. And I've known for years what was going to happen.
So wait, they did have they recently did do a Stone.
We did.
No, you guys did. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I have a story to tell you guys.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Sorry. Keep thinking.
I think Sunny had been mentioning it. Like they had been talking about it a little bit and then it was coming up on the 25th anniversary. And so we decided to talk about Stone and like we did Robin's Diary and then we did Stone. And then we actually talked to Michael Sutton.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. So kind of a funny story around a very, you know, sad subject, but I told you guys how I used to watch with my mom, and somehow when Stone passed, she missed it. She did not see it. So again, no DVR.
Oh,
she couldn't go back and see it. And they were doing, you know, how they would like replay clips and things. Every time they replayed it, she would somehow not be in the room.
No,
so she'd be like on the phone or so literally decades. She would bring it up and be like, I have still not seen Stone pass away. And when you got, okay. So when you guys did your recap and everything, I was like, I remembered that. I was like, oh my God, that's right. My mom had never seen Stone, the scene Stone passing. And I was like, we got YouTube now. I can, so I went on YouTube. I sent her the clip and I was like, Ma, here, this is the scene. This is Stone passing. So she finally got to watch it after like decades and decades, or not decades, but well, yeah. Like
yeah, 20, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That
How did
long.
She react?
So she was like, oh my God, I can't believe that. But she'll still bring it up. She's seen it now, but she will still bring it up. She'll be like, the time that Stone died and I never got to see it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. That's, we were trying to explain to the kids about how like you had to hurry up and go to the bathroom in between commercials and get back, girls.
Yeah. If you had to do anything, it was, get back. No. And thank God, whoever, you know, these people who have everything up on YouTube, thank you so much for.
Right.
Taping everything and you know, having it, because it's, you know, that's a gem. I used to a huge Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan, and I did that with every season of Buffy. I would record it and I had it on VHS. I had so many VHS, and thankfully I think by like season 5 or 6 they finally came out with DVD, you know, of the entire season. So I was like, oh, thank God I don't have to do this anymore. but yeah, I was that person, but for Buffy, just making sure that I was there watching pressing record, stopping or pausing it and going back. So
you still have your VHS of like Jagger and the wedding special, right? You should see if you can get that converted.
Okay.
And then you can make your own YouTube channel, Karen and Jagger.
Karen and
forever.
Jagger. Yes.
Yeah.
Do not erase.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did take some VHSs that were like important too that I taped over. hopefully, you know, nothing too important, but I definitely took quite a few to make that collection.
See, I would just use the same one over and like, and after I watched it, I would go back. So like now I'm like, why did I do that? You know,
because they were expensive.
They were. So you just rewound and then went over, and then once you couldn't really watch it anymore.
Yeah. Thank God for DVRs now. DVRs and streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm with you guys. I really want, I want a collection of GH somewhere. Because as great as like the YouTube stuff is, it's like, you know, standard definition, grainy. Sometimes the audio is a little off.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would be nice to have all that good stuff just like on Hulu or Disney Plus.
I think Disney Plus would probably be the best place for it to be because that would get that. I don't know how Disney Plus is doing. I mean, it's Disney, so you would assume that it's doing well, but I don't know.
Probably because they have the whole Star Wars, Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All that good stuff up there. So they're probably doing all right.
Yes.
I would imagine with that. But I could be biased because I love The Mandalorian. So
we can so be friends.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I agree and talk to you guys in my car or wherever I'm listening. I'm like, yeah, yep, I agree with that. Like, yes, Grogu is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have one more quick story for you if you want to hear it real quick.
Yeah.
I work for an Apple authorized service provider. So Apple. And we had a customer come in. I'm going to try to make this really short because it can get long. But we had a customer come in and he dropped off his computer, had some hard drive issues and this big whole thing. And he ended up needing a data recovery. It was really, really important. Like, okay, I didn't handle this customer. It was my lead technician. He was, you know, having a little problem with him. He was like, this guy's really needy, really needy. One day, my lead technician wasn't there and the customer came in. They were like, hey, can you talk to him? Because, you know, he's here and he's, you know, has questions and we don't know. I'm like, okay, I'll hang on. And I go walking out and my soul just left my body because there in front of me is Rick Hurst. And I was like, now I was like, oh my God, I was like, stay professional. Trying to listen to everything he was saying. I'm like, do I tell him I'm a fan? Do I say that I love General Hospital? I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? And so he's, you know, he's explaining the whole situation. I'm trying to be, you know, very, you know, professional and everything. And you know, he's done talking and I'm like explaining it to him some things and just, you know, trying to get to a good solution for him. And I was like, I know this probably isn't the best time, but I am a huge General Hospital fan. And he just busted out laughing. And he was like, thank you. I was like, I love General Hospital. I love you as Rick. So, and he was like, well, thank you. And it was, I think it was the okay decision because it kind of, you know, eased tensions and everything.
Because he might be picking up the vibe off of you and like, what the heck is wrong with her? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just like, I'm trying to actually focus on my job and not ask you a million questions.
Yeah. I was like, be cool. Do I tell you? But yeah, I had no idea that. So his wife checked it in. So it's under a female name. And then the last name, either whoever checked her in got it wrong or she gave a different last name, but they threw a B in there. So it was Herbst. So I had no idea. So if it was obviously Rick Hurst, I would have been like,
right.
Whoa, that's interesting. And so I had no idea walking out there what I was walking into. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And, after that, I was like, if he ever comes back in, I will help him. If he calls, give me the phone. I will talk to him. So, and I did. I got to talk to him on the phone a couple times, and he was very cool, very, very sweet, you know, when I told him I was a fan. So
that's cool. That's awesome. But,
because I think he's one of the few actors that's been on like almost every single soap opera, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's been on a lot.
Yeah.
I wish he would come back. Molly needs a dad.
Yeah, that's...
Make sure you tell him that next time you talk to him.
Molly needs a dad.
Yeah, I wish.
Like, listen, Sonny is messing stuff up over here. Can you please come back? Right. Hit him with Nina. You know, we don't care about that.
That was another great storyline, too, when Rick kidnapped Carly in the panic room.
That was my first thing that I was going to ask. I'm like, that would be what I would ask him. It would be, so what was it like?
Yeah, what was it?
That was the important information on his computer, the whole setup for the panic room.
Right.
So you could have just played it cool and been like, so do you have like plans for a panic room in here or something that you need to save?
Sorry, my dog is got in here.
Oh,
come here. Come here. She's trying to eat some stuff. She's a little black pug.
Aww. Oh,
little smushed face.
Hi. What's her name?
Sneak in here. This is Hattie with an H.
Aww.
Hattie.
You're so cute. She is. Cookie's not here, but Cookie's a black cat. So whenever you hear Cookie, she's a black cat.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird that she didn't come say hi because she likes to help us so often.
Oh, that is so funny.
Good story.
I know. We need to reach out to him and be like, so we heard that you had a problem with your iPhone. Oh, well, this was so much fun. Thank you again so much for writing in
and being available.
Yeah. And
I thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. If you guys ever do like one of those round tables or something, definitely would love to be on. Just talk to the hospital.
It was funny after we mentioned that we had a few people write in, and it was just about every single person that I thought
was gonna
write in. we'll have to get that started. Maybe we'll get that done in the fall.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So,
all right, well, thank you so much, and
thank you again. I appreciate it. Yeah, of course, it was great finally getting to meet both of you.
Likewise. All right, take care, have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. There are just so many things that like we forget about.
I know. We need a whole encyclopedia beyond the scrapbook that breaks it all down. If I can't have the series, then at least I need a like a GH Bible of here's what happened.
Oh my gosh. That would be so, so big.
I know.
It would be so many volumes. It'd probably be bigger than the encyclopedia.
I was going to say, maybe Bible's the wrong word. We'll go with encyclopedia.
Yes. Like volume one.
But then they would know they always had orders to continue on because they'd have to keep releasing new ones.
Yes.
That is a money maker right there.
Mm-hmm. Totally forgot that Catherine Bell only fell into the garden and she's the only one to fall into the garden. And now everyone else is falling into rocks. And maybe they realized that they needed to upgrade the parapet.
Once Catherine lived, it was like, hey, we got to do better.
Listen, garden does not kill anyone. You got to go with the rocks. Some have still made it, but they had a less of a chance.
Is there one on each side? Because they could do like
the rocks more and than stuff one
on
parapet.
One side.
Yeah.
And the other side, they could do like that playground mulch. Like, I just want to intimidate you. I don't want to kill you. Here you go.
Oh, which is worse, playground mulch or jabby rocks?
Yeah. So
I really don't know.
I don't like you come to this side.
Yeah.
Not regular mulch, the playground mulch, the rubbery tire stuff.
Oh.
The new stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back in my day,
I know,
when my kids were younger, it was still like wooden.
The wood
mulch.
Chips that hurt, yeah. Or just ground thud.
But no, we have to do that round table.
We do.
Yes.
We do. We'll have to have like a buzzer to stop though, because we're going to get too many people talking on top of each other because we're all a little passionate about our GH.
They'll
have to be like, okay, the buzzer rang. Now everybody back to your corners. Let's change the subject.
You get 30 seconds to talk about this and go.
grown up debate club. Why is Nina stupid? I want in on this one. Yeah, no, that was fun. I liked that she talks about, which a lot of our fans do, so I'm glad I'm not the only person, but that they talk to us and are like, yes, you were right. No, you were wrong. Mm-hmm.
Or that we're not the only ones that are thinking up these storylines of how could this go? Or doing the research of, wait, what? What is this? What am I talking about?
When they bring up ridiculous things like mm-hmm. Sunny and Nina just getting together now.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Oh, so good.
Yep. But you know, I'm just really excited to see where everything goes. You know, she said that she's just been trying to like sit back and enjoy the current storylines right now without thinking too much about them. So
we need to listen, like make notes as we do the original one. And then as our questions are answered, go back and talk to those people. We should have like a 6-month catch up. I know there's not.
Go ahead and listen to all the fans.
I know there's not time for all of that because we have to listen to other fans that have not been on at all yet. But like today, we did a lot of predictions, so it would be fun to be.
We
like,
don't even write down our own predictions. I know. Whenever we're saying them on. I have to check with you. I'm like, didn't we say that? We will figure it out once we get sponsored and have an assistant.
Yes.
Then they can. Write that down.
There you go. Not even talk to them again. Just be like, okay, we talked to these three people about what's going to happen next. And this one said this, this one said this, this one said this. Oh,
how do you feel about, or how do you feel about how it went?
Mm-hmm. So many ideas, so little time.
Yeah. Okay. Add that too. I'm not adding that to the list.
No.
Right now. No.
Our podcast is going to need to run longer than GH's for us to get everything done.
Exactly.
But fun ideas.
So we would love to talk to you also, you know, share in your... Oh, I'm so glad that her mom finally got to...
I know!
Sounds horrible, but I'm so glad that her mom finally got to see Stone Eye. Because, like, I did not watch the entire thing, but I had always seen Stone Eye.
Oh,
see, mom and I together...
Right, you got the whole story.
The whole thing. But yeah, so, yeah. We would love to hear more about your General Hospital history and, you know, thoughts on storylines and everything. And if you've encountered any the cast members in unique ways, especially, you know, I mean, you're just at work one day, walk out. Oh, I forgot to ask. I should have asked her what color was his hair at the time, because now he's like, pure white or gray now. So it's like, did you have to do a double take or was it, oh my gosh. Although I feel like he's still recognizable. He still has the same.
Yeah.
But okay. All right. So join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.